Is this the Billy Porter?
It is the Billy Porter.
I don't know if I can tell or not. I don't know if this is you by the sound of your voice. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, it's the laugh. When he laughed, I knew that was him. It's officially the Billy Porter.
Hello. Hey, thank you so much for carving out a little bit of time. We know you have a packed day.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show, Nikki's Weekly Mornings. We are so excited to have you here for a very special night on May 24th at Orpheum Theater for Black Mona Lisa.
I am too.
You've had a gargantuan career. The last decade has really exploded. A decade ago, you won your first Tony, and it's only grown since that. An Emmy, a Grammy, your memoir, absolutely outstanding. And now we're on to your tour.
Yes.
You said it's really the first time you've been able to fully express yourself and who you are through your music. Why is that?
You know, my first album came out in 1997. It was an R&B soul album, and the business was very homophobic at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had an idea of who I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to sing in order to be successful. None of that panned out. My deal imploded. I've gone on to do what everybody now knows I've done, and now I've been able to re-enter the mainstream music market on my own terms. And I get to say exactly what I want to say and the way that I want to say it. And that is such a gift because a lot of people don't get another opportunity. A lot of people don't get a second chance at something like this. So I feel really blessed about it, and I'm excited to share with the world.
We're talking to Billy Porter here on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings. Man, you are true to yourself. You say what you want. They always say, closed mouth, don't get fed. When did you finally feel free to just express yourself?
It took a while. Everybody told me that my queerness would be my liability. And it was for decades. And I spent a lot of time trying to be perceived as straight enough so that I could eat, period. And, you know, it was around my 30s. Ironically enough, when my first record deal sort of imploded and a couple of other things happened, and I just thought, you know, I can't be anybody but who I am. So I'm going to choose that. I'm going to choose my truth. I'm going to choose my authenticity. I'm going to lean into that, and I'm going to let the universe take care of the rest of it. So it was probably in my early 30s, actually, that I really began to cultivate the voice and the presence that you see now. You know, it's a journey. I'm 53 years old. You know, I've lived long enough to have some agency about who I am and what I want and how I present myself. You know, I've earned it.
When did you realize the universe took care of it, that the universe had your back and you would be able to speak your truth and so authentically?
It's such an interesting question. I feel like it was my return to the theater in Tony Kushner's Angels in America in 2010. Which has a role by the character by the name of Belize in it, who's like one of the only black queer roles in the canon of anything that was like written as a serious human being, you know? And then post that was Kinky Boots. And I know that like, had I not chosen myself, that black queer drag performer role would have gone to somebody else, you know, the other person who chose their authenticity. But because I chose it, I was primed for that space. And that's where the Tony and the Grammy came. And that's where sort of another kind of energy and focus and acclaim kind of started to emerge. And then Pose.
Ooh, I just got goosebumps.
I feel like you had to go through the hell first to get to where you wanted to be. And that comes with a lot of success that I've heard over the years where it's like, it didn't come like this. You have to go through things and you have to find yourself. And once you do, you find that voice. And it sounds like you're going down that path. They tried to tell you to be this person and you weren't that person. You chose your own way and you became a big success.
Absolutely. And you can't have a testimony without a test.
That's true.
All of that brings us Black Mona Lisa.
Yes, it does. Black Mona Lisa is really my magnum opus. I've written almost every song on it, and it really focuses on the things that I want to say. It's a celebration of life, of hope, of joy, of peace. That's what the concert's going to be. It's a fellowship. I want to give the world a big hug, a big bear hug, you know, as we continue to navigate these collective traumas that we've been living through and trying to make sense of. And I feel like the best way we can do that is together. We can't do it alone.
And music is so healing after the last few years.
Yes, the healing comes together. And that is my intention and that is my goal.
We're talking to Billy Porter here on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings on Sweet 98.5. If you're not the best dressed person on the planet, who is?
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's so funny. It's so funny that that has become a part of my brand. You know, I've always been a fashion person. You know, I grew up in the Black church. Every Sunday is a fashion show there. So, you know, it really comes natural for me. You know, I feel really blessed that I've been able to use it in my art. It is me expressing myself. I am expressing myself as an artist. And, you know, there's activism attached to it as well, which I think is very special, you know, because I am trying to be a walking piece of intentional activist art every time I show up.
You're going to be in Omaha at the end of May. Have you been to Nebraska before?
I have been to Nebraska one time before when I was teaching for an organization called Broadway Dreams. It had to be over 10 years ago, but I loved it. I had a great time. I was there for like 3 or 4 days too.
So you got a little bit of a taste of the good life. Nebraska tourism adopted this slogan, Nebraska Nice, because everybody's just so nice here, like the Midwest. Everybody's just so nice. When you see somebody who has just the most heinous fit you've ever seen, but you want to be Nebraska Nice, how do you tell them that is the ugliest thing you've ever seen somebody wear without telling them it's the ugliest thing you've ever seen anybody wear?
I'm always kind.
What if they ask your opinion?
If they ask my opinion, I would say, let's work on some other silhouette.
I like the code phrase.
I love that. Let's work on some other silhouettes.
Let's work on some silhouettes because there are some silhouettes in the marketplace that will suit you better.
You have solutions.
Exactly.
You don't have problems. You have solutions.
Exactly.
All the solutions. I come with the solution.
We are so excited to have you here for a very special night on May 24th at Orpheum Theater for Black Mona Lisa.
Real quick, when people show up and they go to the show, what kind of fits can they expect from you on stage?
I don't know. I'm still working on that right now. I'm still in pre-production. Whatever they are, they're going to be cute.
And should they pack Kleenex?
Yes. Yes. There will be tears. There will be screaming, there will be dancing, there will be joy, there will be love, there will be hugs, there will be kisses, there will be all the emotions.
My favorite.
Yeah, this is Nikki's dream come true.
I know, it is.
You said crying, you said
laughing.
We're
going to cry and hug together?
Yes.
Deal.
Yeah, I'm going to take people through my life.
Yeah.
You know, through my art, and you're going to get some old R&B stuff, you're going to get theater stuff, you're going to get political stuff, you're going to get like 10 songs from my new upcoming album. It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be fun.
And if somebody has no clue who you are when they show up, they're going to have a good understanding of who you are when they leave that place.
Oh, yeah. They'll know. Everybody will know when they leave.
Thank you so much, Billy, for your time. Safe travels. And we cannot wait to see you in May.
Thank you. Me too. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Billy.
Bye.
Bye.